you think about the picture that's in the scriptures of how all this culminates, what is it? It's a courtship and a wedding supper. You know, he's appealing to us, saying, I have this confidence about myself, saith the Lord, that if you'll be with me and take a look at who I really am, there will be no other suitors that compare. There's nothing else in the whole universe that will win your heart like I can, because I made you for me. And the other things have distracted you, but if you'll just take the time, step up alongside, you'll see that this is what it's meant to be. And we're going to have a wedding, and it won't be long. So prepare yourself, bride. That invitation is the thing that has, from the beginning of time, brought people after him. And that's the invitation for us, too. That's the invitation to pray. That's the invitation to obey. You know, that's what it's all about. It isn't just some external doctrinal thing. It's a drawing of what's inside of us, looking at all that he is and saying, I can't live without that. I don't want to live without that. I would never dream of living outside of his will for my life and outside of his purposes. I want to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Whatever he wants for my life, he's got it. Because he's the bread of life. He's where my nourishment is, my fulfillment is. He's that picture of leadership and kindness and forgiveness and mercy that I can't live without. I don't ever want to live without. I want to see him be strong. I want to see him be severe. I want to see him be kind. I want to see him be loving and compassionate. I want to see him be wise beyond words. And I want to be with him. I want to hear every word that he has to say. I don't want to be more than a step away from him the rest of my life. I cannot turn my back on him by my own selfish pride or laziness or hurt feelings or whatever. I can't turn my back on him. The loss is just too great. The temptation's there, but the loss is too great. I found that out the hard way.